Good day, Daniel, and welcome to another episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and joining me as always is Daniel. How are you today, Daniel?
Hello, Emma. I'm well, thank you. I hope you're doing well too. What have we got for our listeners today?
We're going to be discussing a really interesting case study about PLASSON, a global manufacturing business that's been using VEICUT software for over 2 decades. It's quite a big claim, right?
Yeah, 2 decades is a long time. I wonder how they came to choose that software in the first place.
That's a good question. From what I understand, they were initially concerned about trusting their post-processor. They noticed differences between their CAM software simulation and the G-code files.
I see, so they needed something that could show them a more accurate path.
Exactly. And what they found was that the VEICUT simulation showed very clearly whenever the tool followed a different path according to the G-code.
That must have made a big difference for them. How has this impacted their operations?
Well, they've been able to protect many mold tools against damage since installing it. That's quite something when you consider the cost of those tools.
Right, and PLASSON is a pretty big company, isn't it?
Absolutely. They have a turnover of 1.3 billion Israeli new shekels, which is about £285 million. They operate in over 100 international markets with 2,000 employees and 25 subsidiaries.
Wow, that is impressive. And they've been around for over 50 years, right?
Yes, they were formed in 1963. Their focus on quality is really important from development through to after-sale services.
So how exactly do they use VEICUT in their operations?
They use it for all their machining simulation, verification and optimization. It helps them prevent costly rework or scrap, especially with the expensive materials they use.
That makes sense. Their materials are high-specification tool steels and copper, which can be quite costly.
Exactly, and with the current inflationary environment, those costs are even higher.
I wonder what specific modules they use.
They use the verification module to detect program mistakes, the CNC machine simulation to detect collisions, and the multi-axis module for their 4- or 5-axis milling moves.
That sounds comprehensive. And they've expanded their machining capabilities over the years.
Yes, they started with 2 4-axis machines, and now have 2 5-axis machines, and a new multi-axis Nakamura turnmill machine.
What about the AutoDiff module?
Oh yes, they use that too. It helps them compare CAD models with simulations to detect any issues in the design.
That must save them a lot of time and material.
Definitely. It allows them to identify problems before machining, which reduces the time needed to cut the first production-worthy part.
And how user-friendly is the software for their team?
Itamar Minabo, the mold department manager, says it's very user-friendly. Even new users can get up to speed quickly.
That's great to hear. It must make the software accessible to all levels of their team.
Right, and they've also standardized their tools across their machines, which helps ensure consistency in their simulations.
That's smart. Consistency is key for reliable results.
Absolutely. And with the interfaces they have, like the PTC Creo Parametric and Esprit to VEICUT interface, it makes deployment even easier.
So to sum up, their use of VEICUT has been a big success over the past 2 decades.
Yes, and it's been a crucial part of their operations. They can send programs to the machine with confidence they'll run smoothly without collisions.
That's a great achievement. It shows how important the right technology is for manufacturing companies.
Definitely. And for our listeners, it's a reminder of how vital simulation and verification software can be in ensuring quality and efficiency.
I couldn't agree more. It's a really inspiring case study.
Thanks, Daniel. That's all we have for today. If you found this episode interesting, please subscribe to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News for more updates on our industry.
And remember to share with colleagues who might be interested. Until next time, stay informed and keep flying high.